Okay, have you ever let them drop and fall out of the shells and cook them that way? What do they call those?
Oh, we just call them fried eggs.
No, in water.
Poached.
Poached.
Poached eggs. I can't remember ever eating a poached egg.
Is that so?
No joke.
Well, I tell you what, if
I pretty well eat what I like, you know. I mean, I'm not one to try different types of foods, you know. I mean, once in a while my wife will spring something on me, but yeah. Pretty well I'm just a basic, you know.
Something fancy you might have for dessert, like what?
Oh, she cooked cakes and pies. And
yeah, what about
time custards?
Custards? What would you pour over a, maybe something with sugar and milk or cream, pour over a custard? Call that a, getting hungry.
I used to like to take peaches, you know, take peaches and pour cream over them.
Pour a little.
Other people, you'd say, well, and you might not eat it like it, but I like it like that.
Pour a little gravy. What's a gravy? Is that usually made from meat or?
Well, you,
could that be a sweet
now,
sort of stuff?
There's a thickening gravy, what we call a thickening gravy. You take flour.
Yeah.
Of course, it's made all in the same way, you know. As you take flour and milk. Lots of people make it with milk, call it milk gravy, thickening milk gravy. Mix milk, flour, salt, and a lot of times my wife, she'll take and fry chicken, and she'll pour the grease off of the, you know, usually the leavings in the frying pan, and she'll take and put flour in there, stir it up good, you know, and pour milk on it, let it get thick. And that leaves the leavings of the chicken in there, crumbles. We call them crumbs. We always call them crumbles.
Yeah. Well, you might eat between regular meal. You'd call that a
snack.
Snack.
Tidbit.
Do you ever used to milk cows?
Oh my God! Yes.
Tell me all about milk and where you milk.
Usually we had, we didn't have what you call a Guernsey or a Jersey or nothing.
A Poland
like
Chinese.
No, a Poland Chinese hog.
What, you ever heard a joke about the Poland Chinese cow?
No.
Had to pull them all over the lot to get a Chinese cup of milk.
I've heard of a poached pig. Yeah. No, we didn't have any kind of what you might say a dairy cow.
Yeah.
But you would take, usually had an old cow, and then when one would die, you know, it'd be another and come along, you know. And usually they wound up, they'd have some, usually white face would be a Hereford. We call them white face Hereford. And they would have some Holstein in them. Now that's a dairy cow, you know.
Yeah, sure is.
We used to have a little bit of Holstein mixed into our herd, you know, Daddy's herd. And anyway, I'd go out there every morning and I'd have to milk the old cow, whoop the calf away, you know. Little shit ass come around messing with you, you know, usually you leave the calf a tit. What we call leave her a tit.
Right, go to the hardwoods up front.
Leave him a tit. Don't never milk a cow dry. Leave the tit. And that little joke will find that tit hadn't been milked out. Basic four tits, you know, to a bag. And that's what